Chapter 4, The Military Decision-Making Process. Step 1, Receipt of Mission. Cajun 5 took the receipt of mission brief at 1900 hours. Cajun 3 briefed the new mission, key tasks, and the no later than NLT defend time, which was based on the Assistant Chief of Staff, COS for Intelligence's J2's, best estimate on when the enemy would commit the main attack. Cajun 2 covered the updated Joint Task Force JTF and Brigade Combat Team BCT enemy situations. Cajun 5 reviewed the planning timeline and set the mission analysis MA brief at 2200 hours, with an emphasis on maximizing the time for the battalions, BNs, to conduct their own planning and engagement area, EA development. The MDMP begins upon receipt of a mission from higher echelon headquarters or in anticipation of a new mission. Commanders often initiate a planning effort based on their visualization and changes to the situation without a formal directive from their higher headquarters, HHQ. Even with a higher headquarters directive, commanders and staffs often begin the MDMP in the absence of a complete higher echelon operation plan, O-plan, or operation order, OPORD. In these instances, they start planning based on a warning order, WARNORD, a planning order, or an alert order from HHQ. This requires active collaboration with the HHQ and parallel planning among echelons as the plan or order is developed. The purpose of this step is to establish conditions for successful planning. The step focuses on alerting the staff, forming the planning team, assessing available time for planning, and deciding on a planning approach. Lesson/best practice. Determining the time available to plan and prepare is critical when the mission is received. Quickly identifying when a higher unit expects to start and end the operation, and quickly identifying the earliest time of movement are time factors to consider. Note, while Step 1, Receipt of Mission, and Step 2, MA, are listed as two distinct steps of the MDMP, staff members need not wait until all activities of receipt of mission are complete before starting activities associated with MA. Initiating intelligence preparation of the battlefield, IPB, for example, should begin as early as possible. Step 1, Receipt of Mission, has the following six sub-steps. Alert the staff and other key participants, gather the tools, update running estimates, conduct initial assessment, issue commander's initial guidance, issue the initial WARNORD. Receipt of Mission. The initial order sets the foundation for operations. Therefore, a clear understanding of the higher commander's intent, key tasks, and end state is vital. Receipt of mission, for an OPORD, should be in person at higher headquarters. Onset of operations requires adjustments for sending and receiving orders. Digital capabilities allow for orders to be sent and received without being physically present. However, situations may occur that require commanders and other staff to be physically present. For example, if it is important for a commander to be present, transportation will be resourced, such as rotary wing to support rapid movement to and from higher headquarters. Commanders and their staff must account for challenges presented on today's and future battlefields. The 21st century battlefield presents challenges to commanders and staffs because of potential degradation of communication capabilities via electronic means or use of dispersed command and control C2 nodes by the force, disaggregate C2. Units must address this in their planning standard operating procedures, SOPs, and have established processes, essentially a primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency pace plan for how they achieve this. Commanders determine who attends the higher headquarters OPORD brief. At minimum, the fire support officer, FSO, should attend with the commander. However, if operational and/or intelligence questions or concerns are apparent, the commander should have the operations S3 and intelligence S2 officers attend. Concurrent staff planning efforts. Presumptive/assumptive commander's guidance and initial planning efforts are active. Higher headquarters WARNORDs provide planning clarity and support early subordinate parallel planning actions. This includes setting conditions for reconnaissance, sustainment, targeting, etc. It also includes early movement of forces. Refinement of presumptive/assumptive assertions is a continuous process, Requests for information, RFIs, and higher warnords assist with clarification and/or confirmation/denial of initial planning presumptions/assumptions. This process tightens the planning process and assists with building solid unit fighting products as well as a more succinct operations order. Post-op ord commander's guidance. Commanders provide clearer initial guidance via radio or digital means to their unit before departing higher headquarters. It must be stressed that this is initial guidance. The commander's guidance may clarify presumptive planning assumptions, such as the unit's actual mission, provide a clearer picture of movement times, provide guidance regarding which units are attached to begin coordination, and provide guidance for mission analysis. Commanders will continue to refine their guidance as they think about the mission and as the staff executes the MDMP. Alert the staff and other key participants. The staff is alerted and begins necessary preparation when the unit receives a new mission or when a planning requirement is identified. There are times when the staff will need to alert the commander to an order. When alerted, staffs often conduct a back brief to share understanding and enable the commander to develop a visualization quickly. Planning Standard Operating Procedures, PSOPs, establish clear notification procedures and identify standard planning teams. Planning teams must contain the appropriate staff warfighting function, WFF, representatives, and additional staff members needed for expertise supporting planning efforts. Gather the tools. Once notified of the new planning requirement, the staff prepares for MA by gathering the planning tools. These tools include, but are not limited to, the following: documents related to the mission and area of operations, AO, including the higher headquarters plans and orders, maps and terrain products, and operational graphics, higher headquarters and other organizations' intelligence and assessment products, estimates and products of other military and civilian agencies and organizations, the units and higher headquarters SOPs, which at a minimum includes the PSOP, current running estimates, Army Design Methodology, ADM products, including products describing the operational environment, OE, problem and operational approach, if applicable, appropriate doctrinal or Center for Army Lessons Learned call publications. Update running estimates. Running estimates assist commanders and staffs with understanding situations, assessing progress, and making effective decisions throughout an operation. Effective plans and successful executions hinge on current and accurate running estimates with relevant information. Each staff section maintains a running estimate within its specified area of expertise, for example, intelligence, fires, logistics, or personnel. When building and maintaining a running estimate, staff sections monitor current operations, and they continuously consider the following in context of the operations: facts, assumptions, friendly force status, including location, activity, and combat power of subordinate units from two echelons down, friendly force capabilities, enemy activities and capabilities, civil considerations, conclusions and recommendations with associated risk. Running estimates cover essential facts and assumptions, including a summary of the current situation. Running estimates always include recommendations for anticipated decisions. During planning, running estimates use these recommendations to select valid, meaning feasible, acceptable, suitable, complete, and distinguishable courses of action, COAs, for further analysis. During preparation and execution, commanders use recommendations from running estimates to inform their decision-making. Because a commander may need a running estimate at any time, staffs must develop, update, and continuously revise running estimates. Staff elements immediately begin updating their running estimates upon receipt of a mission. They continue to build and maintain their running estimates throughout the operations process of planning, preparation, execution, and assessment. Lesson/best practice. Staff WFF running estimate design should be specified in unit PSOPs and Command Post Standard Operating Procedures, CPSOPs, to directly tie estimates to specific unit fighting products and battle rhythm events. Conduct initial assessment. This initial assessment helps commanders determine time available from mission receipt to mission execution, the time needed to plan and prepare for the mission for both headquarters and subordinate units, The staff's experience, cohesiveness, and level of rest or stress, guidance on a planning approach, including conducting ADM, abbreviating the MDMP, or using the Rapid Decision-Making and Synchronization Process, RDSP, planning team composition, time required to position critical elements, including C2 nodes for upcoming operations, which outside agencies and organizations to contact and incorporate into the planning process, other preparations the commander, staff, or subordinate units need to conduct before beginning planning. Lesson/best practice. Time management. Managing time against detailed planning efforts is critical. Observer coach/trainers, OCTs, recommend commanders provide initial guidance to subordinate units as soon as possible so they can begin movement and planning efforts. Commanders and staffs create an initial timeline that is adjustable as they gain a better understanding of time available during planning. The HOPES W, Higher Headquarters Operational Planning, Enemy, Subordinate, and Weather Technique includes timelines, which assist with keeping the formation synchronized across every echelon. The Brigade, BDE/Battalion, BN Executive Officer, XO, must keep the unit honest by setting and maintaining a comprehensive and achievable timeline. The timeline should not go on a whiteboard where only a few people will view it. Incorporate the HOPES W timeline into your planning drill. Keep the formation informed and synchronized. Each HOPES W timeline identifies several key events. By holistically evaluating unit planning timelines with key events identified in a HOPES W format, units can synchronize their planning timelines with the key events. HOPES W also ensures a plan is developed in sufficient time before execution. Issue commander's initial planning guidance. Although brief, the initial guidance includes initial time allocations, guidance on the planning approach, initiate ADM, conduct the full MDMP, abbreviate the MDMP, or conduct RDSP, necessary coordination to perform, including liaison officers, LNOs, to exchange, authorized movements to initiate, information collection, IC guidance, including reconnaissance and surveillance instructions, initial information requirements, IRs, additional staff tasks. Issue the initial warning order. The last task in receipt of mission is to issue a warn order to subordinate and supporting units. This order includes as much relevant information as the staff knows. At a minimum, it includes the type of operation, the general location of the operation, the initial timeline, and any movement or IC to initiate, see Field Manual FM-50, Planning and Orders Production for November 2022, Appendix D, page D-22 for the WARNORD format. This WARNORD generally contains the type of operation, the general location of the operation, the initial operational timeline, any movements necessary to initiate, any collaborative planning sessions directed by the commander, initial IRs or commander's critical information requirements, CCIRs, initial IC tasks. The staff published and disseminated their initial estimates in WARNORD 1. Within 15 minutes, each BN acknowledged receipt of the WARNORD.